Hi everyone, it's day 31 in the house. My name is Vibes.
And I'm Vid.
And today... Ow! Damn it! I burnt my hand on the microphone.
I told you not to pour hot oil all over it.
David, don't talk to me, seriously. Just don't talk to me. I don't want to hear your voice directed at me.
Vibes, why are you so revolting to me all the time?
F*** you're talking. Don't talk to me.
But, Vibes...
Shh! Don't talk to me. Just don't...
Behind the podcast.
I thought we'd flip things today and have voicemails first, so let's jump into that.
Yeah, hey, young guys, it's Damo from the forums, and just saying, mate, guys, you're doing a great job this year. You know, Desmond, go get a life, mate. You know, grow up, you're a tosser, and leave, you know, behind Big Brother, you know, alone, mate, because we don't need people like yourself. Just one thing, I wish that, you know, Daniela, Anna and Crystal would just go have a group orgy because, you know, that'd make great adults-only entertainment. Till next time, guys. Later.
B-B-B-A. Get there! Get there! Go on, get there! Get there! Get there! Get there! Get there! B-B-B-A Podcast! Get there!
Hello, it's Snip104 again. Actually, I'm not calling up to abuse. It's Sunday and I'm watching The Daily Show, and as many of you may know, on the website it says like the poll is Camilla has the most to go, and now on the eviction night they're showing the bitch, starting to show the bitchy side of her and how she wants to leave and stuff, and it's just a bloody scheme to get more votes for Anna or just to get her evicted. You know, they're just trying to build up a bit more cash. Desmond agrees with me, don't you?
I agree.
Don't you, Desmond? Yes, I believe that that is rather rigged. Anyway, until next time, see you later. Hello, it's Snip104 and Desmond in the background. Say hello, Desmond.
Hello, Desmond.
Yes. just ringing up to thank Vibes and the other guy for giving us the publicity that we deserved. And just wanted to let you know that we've recently had word from Women's Day and New Weekly and New Idea wanting to know our stories, and we have gratefully accepted their challenges. So, you know, thanks for all the positive feedback from everyone. To all you bastards who didn't like it. Yeah, you can kiss my ass. You bastard. Anyway, big thanks to Vibes and Vid. Yeah, been helpful in kickstarting our career. That is all.
Hi guys, it's Mitchell here from the Gold Coast. Just wanted to call you to let you know that you're doing an excellent job with the site and the podcast. Just finished watching The Eviction. I'm glad that that is gone. But what the hell was under Gretel's dress? It was really making her look fat. And why did Anna get a scooter? She's only going to fall off it later. So anyway, just letting you know that you're doing a great job and can't wait to listen to the next podcast. See ya.
Hey guys, it's King01 from the forums. Just wanted to give you guys a shout out to tell you guys that the Abuse podcast rocked. It was hilarious and I loved it. And to give a shout out to all the Big Brother Australia fans from Canada. You guys all rock. And to let you guys know that there's a Canadian on Big Brother UK this year. His name's Richard. He happens to be from the same place I'm from, E-Town, Edmonton, Alberta. And, yeah, keep up the good work. Peace out. Behind Big Brother podcast.
And we will be talking about Big Brother UK, but not until the end of the show, so stay tuned. So we're a month into the show, and we're a week into the intruders coming to the house. How do you think they're going?
My opinions have changed on some of them, especially Rob. Don't like him all that much anymore, and Jade, I like a little bit more. Now she's the insider. The other one, I don't even know what her name is. She's just
Danielle.
Danielle. She's just not interesting me at all.
Yeah, my opinion on Rob changed as well. At first, he seemed like a nice guy. He came into the house. He consoled Michael a little bit. But now he's sort of cottoned on to, do I dare start bagging out Dino on the podcast yet again? But he started doing the whole bitching thing again, as the same as Dino.
But one thing I do like about him, and you've mentioned it before, is how he just puts things, he sort of brings the house together about whatever subject and just pushes it away. He says, move on, get over it. Like when I think he talked to Anna and Camilla and just said, you know, just keep. So that's one good part of his personality.
He does seem to be quite a bit of a counsellor, but I sort of question his motives behind counselling. When I watch him talking to the other housemates, say like Michael, he seems to almost be enjoying the fact that he's playing the psychiatrist. And it was really funny because on a Daily Show the other day, Jade was lying in the hammock, Rob was sitting there just like a psychiatrist's office. But anyway, my point is that Rob seems to be enjoying, I don't know, being above the other housemates.
I think he'll come down soon enough when it starts, you know, when he's an actual housemate next week, when he has to nominate.
And Jade too, I'm enjoying. She has an interesting dynamic to the house, but again, unfortunately,
all the housemates are annoyed with her.
And the boys, I could not believe what Dino said. 9 guys out of 10 would think that she's not attractive. That's just totally not true.
And he, like, really put her down. And one of the rules of Big Brother House is not to...
bully.
To bully anyone. And he did. And Big Brother didn't do anything about it.
He also bullied Michael, but I'll talk about that in a sec. Jade is bringing an interesting dynamic to the house, but she has the unfortunate stigma of being the least attractive. I will say it. She's not unattractive, but she is the least attractive in the house.
In the house, yeah.
And because the show's run by... 13-year-old tweenies, she'll most likely be voted out unless she provides some sort of entertainment value as the insider.
Well, this week, yeah, it's going to be very interesting with her as the insider because we're going to see what Big Brother puts her up to, and hopefully he puts her up to things that make her, although she's working against the housemates, hopefully they see like another side of her that they do like, because I don't like them being annoyed at her because I think she actually is a valuable housemate.
It's yet to be seen.
Yeah, it's yet to be seen. And it's the first time she gets nominated. She's going to be out because everyone's going to say, oh, she's ugly. I want her out.
And as for Danielle, she should just hook up with John and
get it over with
and just merge into the walls and become part of the furniture.
I think she already has with her curling wand.
Okay, so the housemates treated Michael pretty harshly, in my opinion, after the few days after he became outed as the insider.
I think he deserved it.
Really?
Yeah, he could have made up something less, I don't know what the word is, because it's a really touchy subject for a lot of people. Even though, like, he did know that some of them didn't, you know, hadn't lived with their dads and that, and although he needed a subject that would get some response out of the housemates, there was something else he could have picked. And even with viewers at home, that's a very touchy subject, and that might have provoked some, you know, evict votes for him. You know, he brought it on himself saying that he'd do anything to win.
See, I did have that mind frame to begin with, and because I wasn't liking Michael at the beginning, but I'm a sucker for selective editing, I kind of felt sorry for him, especially the fact that Dino so readily turned on him. Although they say eating his food wasn't a personal thing, they did use it as justification in the end.
Did you not watch the nominations today? Michael is so up himself. He thinks he's Big Brother, just like Gretel said. And it was awesome to see him put down by Big Brother when he wouldn't tell Big Brother what Big Brother wanted to know. He said, I'm going to nominate her for strategical reasons. Well, then go tell us. Don't hide it. So I thought it was great that Big Brother put him down, and I want to see more of it.
I'd really like to see Michael actually team up with David and play the game, to quote an old chestnut, as they said they would.
Yeah, well, David said he wanted to be the insider. I'm quite unsure why the public chose Jade when David really wanted to be the insider. And it would have been hilarious seeing David being the insider.
Oh, absolutely.
He said he wanted to be it, but I highly doubt that he wanted to be the insider. He wants to sort of sit back and be with the rest of the housemates and actually play the game without having this extra stigma of being the insider. So he would have hated it. So I don't know why everyone picked Jade. Maybe they just wanted to be mean to her.
But again, I have to bitch about Dino. He's just pissing me off. Something chronic.
His bitching boys club has now grown. It now includes Ashley. David is even sort of part of it now. When he was on the bike.
And Rob as well.
And Rob as well. Rob. Yeah, Rob. Michael's been outed from it. And all the other boys have been brought into it. And it's almost beyond a joke now because he's like the pack leader. Whatever he says, everyone's like, yep. Yeah, I completely agree, yeah.
It's really funny watching it because John just sits there, doesn't say anything constructive or contribute at all. He just sits there and nods.
That's all he can do with that hair. It just it brings
it's weighting down his head.
While we're talking about housemates we dislike, something that Michael said really pissed me off. He said, when he was bitching about Jade to one of the other housemates, he said, she tries to sound educated, but she's not. Just because he's doing, you know, political studies at uni doesn't mean he's all that educated.
Well, as we see in the current Prime Minister of Australia and the current President of America, You don't have to be educated to be in politics. Oh, snap.
But he was putting her down so much. And Claire was saying, you know, I think she's a bit like me. She doesn't have any general knowledge, but, give her a textbook and she's fine. Michael was putting down Claire, but she was doing nothing about it. He was putting down Claire and Jade.
Next up was Anna and Camilla's scratching at each other's faces.
I thought it was great viewing.
Yeah, me too.
And when Anna came back on her goodbye video and said, you know, you do piss me off, but I do like you. I thought that was great. It's good that they can have a bitch at each other, but still like each other. And she hasn't just said it on that video to the housemates. She's also said it to Gretel on nominations tonight. And, you know, that's fine if you don't get along with someone sometimes and you do get along with them other times. And the bitching, it should have been shown on, I hope we get it on Adults Only without the beeps, because I'm sure a lot more was said.
I'm really glad that for once a housemate actually confronted another housemate and didn't hold back.
Yeah, and whereas, stood up for themselves.
Yeah, in previous seasons, all the housemates seemed to tiptoe around each other, hold back their thoughts, and yeah, snorefest.
And another housemate goes and says, you know, you're so mean to such and such, but they both stood up for each other. Camilla hadn't done anything wrong. Anna was just going off at her. I think she just wanted to vent some anger.
Are we talking the oil thing or are we talking the ballet task?
Both things.
See, I think Camilla was a little in the wrong about the ballet task. If she wanted to be the narrator, why didn't she say so from the beginning rather than forcing Michael out? And Anna had a really good point that Michael didn't know the steps and it could have potentially been a disaster for them.
Oh, well, they passed.
Is that your answer?
No, it's not my answer, but she said at the beginning of the task, she went to Big Brother and brought the question forward. Could she
But why couldn't she have talked to the housemates rather than having to go talk to Big Brother as if, like, I'm going to tell my mum, my dad on you?
Because I think when they were choosing who was to do what part, she was put down. Everyone was like, yeah, it'll be Mikey, it'll be Mikey, it'll be Mikey. And she didn't really have a say because she was the only one person. And, you know, housemates don't listen to Camilla. They really don't. And she always has to say, listen, can you please just listen to me for a minute?
Speaking of the task, it was actually really entertaining, I think.
I think they did really well as well. I was
really impressed, actually. For only a few days preparation, that looked semi-professional, I guess. I don't know anything about ballet, but it's pretty good.
And with all the lights that were in the backyard and that, it was done well.
I think it goes to show that tasks where you actually need to teach the housemates a skill or a trait tend to be better rather than getting them to wait around.
Yeah, well, just remember the boot scooting task. Was it boot scooting? Or tap dancing task from last year?
The tango task.
Yeah, that was perfect when they did it, and they only had a couple of days preparation for that. And it was a similar task, but, you know, all, as much as I whinge about similar task, that's actually a good task. I was fortunate enough to be watching the streams on Friday night when Galen and Crystal were getting up to a little bit more than we've been told. A lot of the people in the, you know, in the chat room and on the, not that many people on the forums, something else went on that we're not being told about. It wasn't just Crystal taking her boobs out. There was definitely some under the sheet action going on. We probably won't see it on Adults Only, maybe, but something did happen. I'm happy to see the three boxes gone, although they'll probably be back this week. None of the housemates were winning, so I think that's why they took it out.
With Crystal and Galen, I wasn't actually watching the streams. I wasn't around on Friday night. But you did hear on The Daily Show when they were going to bed, you could tell that Crystal was pretty drunk.
She was pretty far gone. But, you know, when they were having a bath, she was already pretty pissed.
And there are a few images on the forums of Crystal in the bathtub with Galen. And she looked a bit worse for wear, I might say. Do you think anything actually happened, though? Because the day after, Galen told the boys that there was an opportunity, but he didn't go through with it.
I think there was some hand play on both of their behalves. I don't think they kissed, but there was definitely some hand actions going on.
Was there any nudity in the bathtub?
She had her tits out a couple of times, like just a bit of a nipple. Like, her nipples are quite high up because of her plastic surgery. Those who have got premium can watch it. But she was sort of pulling off her bikini a little bit, and Galen said, you know, stop it, your nipple's hanging out. And she was like, oh, really? So you could definitely see some nipple. And at one stage, she took her top off and took about 10 minutes to put her shirt back on and waited for Galen to turn around before she started to, you know, put it back on again.
Oh,
she was a tad common that night.
And also on Friday night, we had another world first. Bullshit.
Oh, you got a cough.
I was kind of annoyed that they actually try to pawn off the fact that they were taking two housemates out of the house as a world first.
You've done it before, Big Brother.
We're not stupid. You did it in season two with Marty and Jess.
Couldn't they figure that out? It's the same bloody company. Different executive producer, same company. You think they would realise? It's outrageous that they've...
Outrageous.
It's outrageous, yes, that they've said a world first and they didn't deliver once again. Can't they just say a special surprise? Do they really have to say a world first? We would have watched it nevertheless.
I didn't think it was all that entertaining anyway. I agree with Leah from the Big Brother Uncouth, there's a plug, podcast. Taking the housemates out of the house, and the same goes for Friday Night Live, just totally destroys the whole premise behind Big Brother.
They're supposed to be locked in there and have no interaction with the outside world. Even going outside for that little bit, they saw a different person. They saw some animals. They saw something from the outside world that, to the Big Brother life, is artificial. They should not see anything.
Even the ninjas that are dressed all in black, that's just not acceptable. It's another person. It goes against everything that's supposed to be Big Brother the television show. And I wasn't impressed with the product placement that night either.
Well, we all know how you feel on that, and I completely agree. The phones,
world, yeah,
yada yada yada.
Big Brother makes enough money from regular advertising, phone and SMS voting, the up late game shows, which must bring them a bundle of money, ads on the website, premium access, merchandising, etc., etc. You don't need to try and squeeze yet another penny. I did make a post about this on the forums and got my head bit off by a few users saying, but it helps pay for the show. There are other streams of revenue that I just mentioned, and you've got to remember that kids are watching Big Brother, and when you start to blur the line between entertainment, the television factor, and the advertising factor, the question of ethics comes in. Should they really be subliminally pushing those products in the show?
Gretel already pushes them enough. She gives them the prize of two phones. There's a video package with the two phones and the logo. She mentions that you can watch streaming on the website and on the mobile network every single eviction / nomination show. It gets enough plugs during the ad breaks during the show.
And the nominations are the twist nominations.
The website is a subdomain of the
mobile.
We know that Mobile are a partner. We don't need to have it smashed in our face every single time.
So we'll leave the decision up to you. We're calling for less product placement because there is a line that needs to be drawn, and I think Channel 10 and Southern Star Endemol are crossing it. And now for something happy.
A change to our regular podcast.
What was Gretel wearing again?
You know, when she walked out, I sort of said, Gretel, what is going on, woman? And then as I sort of watched it a bit further, it wasn't that bad.
She looked like a lesbian aviator from the 50s.
Maybe that's what she wanted to look like. You know, I love Gretel, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do. I've loved her since the beginning. But I think she actually dressed herself that night. I don't think her stylist dressed her. Because if her stylist dressed her, she would have been wearing something more outrageous. She would have had badges, a hat. She's had worse on before. Like, nominations tonight, I think, was bringing back the pregnancy rumor.
All of her clothes bring back the pregnancy rumor. I don't know why she does it.
The eviction outfit didn't.
Yeah.
She had pants and a shirt on.
Yeah, fair enough.
And suspenders.
But it was sort of, later on, it was overshadowed by that are you gay question with David's friend.
Well, I missed that. But from what I've heard on the forums and people ringing in, it's not that many people were impressed with her.
To fill you in case you weren't watching the eviction, Gretel was interviewing family and friends of the nominees, as happens usually, and she was talking to David's friend from Queensland. She asked if he was from Queensland. He said yes. And then out of the blue, she just asked, are you gay? It was not appropriate. Worst timing ever. She really shouldn't have asked it.
I don't think David's friend actually cared, but still...
No, he did. His response was quite... He was quite shocked. The tone in his voice and his response was almost like, what the hell are you doing asking me that? This is none of your business, and it's not Australia's business. And I agree. Gretel, you shouldn't have asked that.
Well, she did the same thing on the opening night. Remember, she asked Galen, you know, are you gay? On the middle of the... That was a little bit less, she still said it.
I think it was a little different. It was a more lighthearted humour because he does have gay in his name.
It wasn't called for.
Going back in time a little bit, the family discussion that the housemates had on Thursday night.
That was one of my favourite shows this year.
Very good. Very good footage.
And it was subjects that you wouldn't see on Channel 10.
Yeah.
That often.
I was surprised at the maturity and the politicalness of the discussions that were going on. A gay marriage on Channel 10, what, is the world going to end now?
Yeah, and we've seen things about bulimia and eating disorders, but not as real as the Big Brother house is. It's reality TV. Those housemates have been through some of those things, and seeing them getting physically upset about it.
We haven't seen anything this personal from the housemates since season 3. And I'm really glad that Big Brother chose to show Claire and to a lesser extent Katie admitting that they'd had eating disorders.
And also just David talking about the gay marriage thing, and they focused on Rob because he was actually getting upset because he would have, you know, he shares the same feelings towards it. But the other housemates were actually getting quite upset about it as well. And I saw even Dino mentioned it without being sort of homophobic. He actually accepted it and understood what was happening.
There's always a tiny bit of homophobia when they call gay a lifestyle choice, yeah, in brackets.
But he did, I think he sort of had an understanding of, you know, how hard it is.
And wasn't it great, the commotion that it caused afterwards? All the girls suddenly in tears about their body image.
And it was good that Mike Goldman didn't step in with his narrator voice and say anything. It just went.
Yeah.
And then it cut straight to an ad break, and he didn't say anything cheesy or anything at all during that whole segment.
Which brings us to our new segment. That will be
Big Brother UK Series 7. You can tune out here if you're not interested in us talking about it.
Yeah, the reason we've put this section at the end of the podcast is for anybody who's not interested in Big Brother UK, and we know that's quite a lot of you, you can stop your iPod now or your iTunes or whatever. So Big Brother UK kicked off Friday for Australians last week, and wasn't it off the hook?
It was off the hook, to quote an ex-housemate. I loved the way that they put the eviction show together. It was... opening show together. It was... They've done it a couple of times. They've started to do it on our Australian evictions, but it's straight to the stuff that we want to see. Tour of the house, in go the housemates, a little bit of footage, cut.
The house is great.
The house is awesome. I love the chandelier from in the backyard. No one would ever pull that off except Big Brother UK. And the vinyl chairs.
The whole design of the house is just so camp and so fabulous. And they've taken the coloured wall thing from our Australian bedroom one step further. They've got it in the living room, and it cycles through a whole different lot of colours. And Big Brother can change that depending on the mood in the house.
And they have an underwater camera.
We have that in Australia.
We do?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Oh, yeah, when Johnny broke his nose and we saw it. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. But Big Brother Australia housemates don't have sex in the spa. UK housemates do.
And the Big Brother Australia housemates are a little boring compared to the UK housemates.
Well, who do we have? We've got a housemate with Tourette's. We have an overly camp Hindu Muslim man who I can't stand.
We have the mother that puts Karen to shame. Karen has normal breast implants, and Leah has these huge basketball bazookas.
They are absolutely massive. We have a Welsh-speaking lifeguard.
We have Bonair.
Boner, whatever you want to call it.
Banana.
And
shablablablaz.
We have sort of semi-royalty in the house.
And we have the UK version of Dino, Caesar.
And that's not Caesar Salad, that's S-E-Z-E-R.
God, I hate him already.
He never walks around with his shirt on, and it's freezing in the UK. It's summer, but it's freezing.
That's one thing I don't understand about the UK housemates. A lot of them walk around with not many clothes on.
It is summer, but it still is freezing.
But it's UK summer. UK summer is 20 degrees max, I think.
As far as we know.
But yeah, but going back to Caesar, he was complaining about Shabazz being so touchy-feely. But there he is, grabbing the girls' underpants, their G-strings, and just jumping into bed with them.
I think he just wanted to start some shit with Shabazz, and it was... he wanted to start some shit full stop, and it was easier with Shabazz because he's so over the top, and because the other housemates were feeling not threatened, they were feeling that he was over the top as well. So if he thought if he started it up, the other housemates would back him up because they felt the same way. I do think Shabazz is over the top, and he said, you know, you just can't handle a bit of drama. It's not drama. I think he's definitely playing this part that he doesn't need to play. He can just be himself. The housemate's saying, you know, just be yourself, just be yourself. And he's just not.
But on the other hand, I really don't agree with the housemates ganging up on him and bullying him, sort of led by Caesar and Richard. It wasn't on. I didn't agree with that one bit.
They weren't bullying him. They all just had the same view. They all just wanted him to calm down. I mean, Pete, who has Tourette's and is very energetic, is less hyper than Shabazz.
But still, it's not justification for the whole house ganging up on Shabazz. And they didn't show it in the Daily Show, but they locked him out of the main house. They locked him in the backyard using Richard's handcuffs on the door. Things like that's just not acceptable anywhere in Australia or UK.
One of the housemates, I can't remember her name, she's the black woman.
Go on.
She actually did get upset that the housemates had ganged up on him. And she didn't think it was on.
But
I think they did realise after it that they had gone a little bit too far.
And when Shabazz was talking about his past, quite some personal stories about being arrested, Caesar was really kicking himself with guilt.
I think it was good that they all listened to that, though, and they all saw that he's not just this hyperactive person. He does have
character that's been built there.
I still can't stand him, though. He's just still too over the top for me.
I am glad that he's part of the Big Brotherhood, though, because that means, well, at the moment, Caesar will not be immune from eviction next week. I want Caesar out of there.
Well, I don't really understand why you hate him so much. I don't like him.
He's cocky, he's arrogant, he's grabbing all the girls, which I really don't agree with, and he's leading the whole bullying against Shabazz.
If he gets nominated, from what I've seen the past two seasons that I've watched UK Big Brother, he won't get voted out. If he's nominated, he definitely won't.
Well, that's the thing about Big Brother UK. All of us Australians think we know what's going on, and then the UK public, they vote a lot differently to how the Australian public would.
Yeah, well, their target audience is a lot older than ours. Ours is, what, 16 to 34?
But realistically, it's 13-year-old girls voting.
Yes, but their shows are shown at 10 o'clock at night.
Nine now.
They're a lot more, it's a lot more adult content. There is no adults only for those who haven't watched it before. The housemates can say fuck, shit, pussy. And it's not censored because it is on this later time slot. And I think that's a lot better because you actually get to see the housemates, who they are. Some people say, oh, swearing isn't everything. But it does make up a big part of some people.
And it also allows for more controversial conversations. And the fact that the daily shows are an hour means they can cram a lot more in there. So for anyone who is actually interested in Big Brother UK, we have a guide to it on the forums, in the international forum.
And one of our bloggers, Brecky Boy, is in the UK, so he's... He almost recaps the show every single day.
Yeah, you can get updates on his blog on our website, so check that out.
I'm not addicted just yet. I'll just add there. I think I will be, but I'm definitely going to be watching Australia Big Brother more this year because it is getting more interesting than previous seasons.
Well, that's the thing. I sort of took Friday and Saturday off the website. I didn't do anything with the website. I didn't do any Australia recaps. So I was Big Brotherless for about 72 hours when watched Big Brother UK, and normally it really puts me off the Australian version a bit because the UK show, let's face it, I like it better. But this year I went back to the recaps of the Australian show and I thought, hey, this isn't too bad after all. It's actually pretty good. So I'm enjoying both versions equally this year.
Yeah, well, last year when I watched Big Brother UK, then I'd turn on Big Brother Australia and be like, where's my UK housemates? This year I haven't felt that. There's definitely separation because they're very good series, separate. They're doing very well.
So for the people from Southern Star Endemol listening, and we know you do listen, you are doing a good job with Big Brother Australia. And we won't bag you out too much now that Big Brother UK started.
We have other things to talk about now. Anyway, we're going to leave it there. Please keep calling in our voicemail numbers. They're on the website. Send us emails, even if you're not in Australia and can't call our voicemail line.
Especially if you're not in Australia.
Especially if you're not in Australia. It's great to hear different accents, different views of the website. You can record with your microphone, send us an MP3 or a WAV file, and we'll put it on the podcast.
Until next time, this has been Behind Big Brother Podcast for behindbigbrother.com.